Matameo, Disc 10.
Chapter 44. The fighting groups of General Ironbeak were badly frightened. At first, it had been exciting to perch and talk of the ghost, when none of them really believed there was one. But now they had seen it with their own eyes, a terrifying phantom that uttered dire warnings. Ironbeak himself could not harm it. The thing had vanished completely in a trice. All through the night, the sentry posts had been deserted, while the rooks huddled together in the darkened dormitory, whispering of the awesome event. Grubclaw and Ragwing had been right. So had the wise Mangers. The great red stone house was a bad place to be. The advent of a golden sunlit morning did little to change their minds. That task was left to General Ironbeak, and he set about it with gusto. Sun rays flooded through the broken dormitory window, turning the raven leader's black wings an iridescent green flecked with tinges of blue. He paced up and down with an aggressive rolling gait as he confronted his command.
You cuckoo-brained bunch! Can you not see it was all a trick the earth crawlers are playing on us?
The rooks shifted uneasily, inspecting their feathers or staring down at the claws. Some of them looked to Mangers, but the crow had distanced himself from the whole thing by perching upon a cupboard with his eyes closed. Ironbeak carried on ranting.
I flew down to attack this so-called ghost, and did it strike me dead? Did it attack me? Did it even stay to defend its abbey? No. It hid away by some silly little trick. It fooled you all, but it did not fool Ironbeak. Nor did it scare him. I am the greatest fighter in all the Northlands. An earth-crawler mouse with bits of metal does not scare me. I will face it right now, or in the middle of a dark night. Mangers, is what I say true?
The seer crow opened one eye. He knew better than to argue with the raven leader.
The mighty Ironbeak fears no living thing. He speaks true.
Baby Rollo was taking cooking lessons. Brother Dan and Gaffer were teaching him to make breakfast pancakes of chestnut flour and green sap milk, studded with dried damson pieces preserved in honey sugar. The infant Bankvo was far more concerned with the tossing of the pancakes than the mixing of them. Brother Dan was up to his paws in the sticky mixture, and blobs of it clung to his ears and nose tip. Gaffer discovered he had a sweet tooth for preserved damson pieces. The mole sorted through the supply for the choicest bits and promptly ate them. Winifred the Otter caught all three of them like guilty young ones as she entered the kitchen.
What's the hold-up out here? There's a lot of hungry creatures waiting for breakfast out in the... Well, swish my tail. What in the good name of bulrushes is going on? Rollo, stop sticking those pancakes to the ceiling this instant.
Rollo was in the act of throwing a pancake from the pan at the ceiling. He stopped, and the pancake flopped neatly over his head, covering him to the neck. A pancake slowly detached itself from the ceiling and began to fall. Winifred grabbed the plate and ran to catch it.
Brother Dan, stop playing round with that batter like a hedgehog in mud and help me.
Winifred caught the falling pancake as Brother Dan took a plate in his sticky paws and went after another potential dropper. Gaffer began trying to remove the pancake from Baby Rollo's head. The infant had eaten a hole in it to give himself some breathing space. Sensibly, Gaffer began eating from between Rollo's ears.
Brr, bain't gonna pull this off you, Rollo. Best scoff away both nuts till it be gone.
Cornflower appeared in the kitchen doorway. She tried to look very forbidding, while at the same time doing her best to stifle the laughter that was bubbling through at the comical scene.
Shame on all four of you. What on earth are you doing? Gaffer, will you stop trying to eat that infant's head and remove the pancake with some flour?
As she spoke, a pancake dropped from the ceiling squarely onto her nose and hung there like a tablecloth. The five of them sat down upon the kitchen floor, laughing uproariously, holding their aching sides as tears rolled unchecked down their cheeks.
It
we hadn't ordered porridge for breakfast.
No, so